arcane lord. Unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on your point of view, the only person that knew how to perform the ritual was dead, and his soul trapped in the netherworld. And that was fine with Otto. Though he always sought ever greater knowledge and power, he'd also seen what became of a person when they were transformed into an arcane lord. The results, especially the mental changes, weren't pretty. There were many who would call Otto evil, or a monster for some of the things he'd done. Not to his face, of course. But he knew the whispered rumors spoken when people believed his agents weren't around. Those whisperers didn't have a clue about true evil. Otto had seen it for himself in a black pyramid in the Deadlands. No sane being would do what Ahmet Sur had done. Better for the world if the arcane lords remained extinct. He would find his own path forward. A better path. Or at least a path that didn't turn him into a depraved monster. His lips twisted into a thin, humorless smile. How many would claim it was far too late for him to avoid that fate? He finally opened his eyes and smiled at the crackling power that surrounded the engine. It was primed and ready for today's session. Three strides brought him right beside the smooth glass cylinder. At his touch and mental command, a section of the glass vanished, and he stepped inside. When it sealed up again, he reached into his pocket and pulled out a piece of mithril the size of a marble. He'd invested a whole day in purifying it. There couldn't be even a hint of contamination if the infusion was to succeed. He checked it one last time, just to be sure, and found nothing save pure mithril. Nodding to himself, Otto switched the piece of metal to his left hand and sent his awareness into the heart of alchemy. As always, he found the crystal's facets beautiful and dizzying in their complexity. It would be so easy to get lost in them. And that was one of the engine's many traps. Otto had enough experience not to fall for it, and soon he was riding a wave of ether back out of the heart and into the mithril piece. At his psychic command, the heart's magic dissolved the metal and sent it into the flesh of his hand. He ignored the faint, burning pain and focused. This was where things got tricky. Drawing the dissolved mithril into the bone of his index finger, he wove it into a fine lattice, merging metal and bone until they were indistinguishable and inseparable. He knew not how long the delicate process took, but at last he ran out of metal and had fully infused his entire finger. An effort of will returned his awareness to his body. Otto flexed his finger and found his dexterity perfect and the pain gone. Good. Another success. He'd already finished with his right hand, and that was two fingers down on his left. Adding just that small amount of mithril to his body had already increased his maximum thread count to 41, as well as increasing the thread's diameter by a tiny but noticeable amount. He could hardly wait to see what he could accomplish once his entire body was done. Pity he figured it would take at least 5 years to fully complete the transformation. Oh well. It wasn't like he was short on time. He'd found that, in addition to infusing his bones with mithril, the process also repaired the effects of time on his flesh. Despite over a decade passing since his final battle with Valtan, Otto didn't look a day over 20. He could have stopped the de-aging effect, but didn't care to expend the effort. His youthful appearance made people underestimate him, and he found that useful and annoying in equal measure. With a thought, he made the entrance appear and stepped out of the chamber. Rather than feeling exhausted, the ritual left him invigorated. The heart of alchemy made it possible for him to channel ether without getting worn out, an effect he greatly appreciated. He crossed the room and pulled the door open. Waiting a few strides away was Hans, the leader of his personal guard. The veteran soldier, unlike Otto, was showing his age. His short hair was fully gray and his leathery skin creased with wrinkles. His black and gold uniform was crisp and his back straight as he touched fist to heart. In his left hand, Hans held Otto's baldric. From it hung his mithril sword and anti-mithril dagger, neither of which he could wear while using the chamber.